folks, we've got a race in the 10th Congressional District among Republicans vying for the seat being vacated by Paul Mitchell. Joining us right now, one of the candidates, he led the Selfridge Air National Guard base in Macomb County and retired from that. Now he wants a new job in Washington as a congressman from Michigan's 10th Congressional District. He is General Doug Slocum. He's on the line with us right now. General Slocum, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I got to ask you, what's it like to run a campaign in the coronavirus era? Because you know you can't get out to events the way that you normally could. So how do you campaign in this environment?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't have a baseline. This is the first time I've run for office. So about the time we had this great engagement schedule and all these events, COVID hit, and we really kind of had to change strategies and approach things a lot different. It's a lot more time on the phone. It's a lot more social media. It's a lot more direct mail and that type of contact. I can't contrast that against anything because I don't really have a baseline, but it was certainly a shift in how you engage with people.
Well, absolutely, as we've all had to make that shift. Now, I want to ask you about the coronavirus as, you look at how Washington has responded to it, and not just the White House, but also Congress. What, moving forward, needs to be done? What would you do as a member of Congress to keep Americans safe, not only from a health standpoint, but a financial standpoint as well?
Well, and there's a lot that we've done from a safety net standpoint, from a financial, from Congress. But to me, I think one of the greatest things we need is just good leadership when it comes to what's been going on. Leaders get out front. You tell people what you know. You tell people what you don't know. You need to tell them what we need to know, and you come up with a plan. And a plan simply has objectives and goals, that you have timelines, that you assign leadership to it, and it's a written down plan that's tangible. It's good, clear communication of what's going on, of the facts, of things that we know. And I think that makes the path a lot clearer, and it gives it builds trust with people. And I think that's what we've needed in a lot of this, is just good, clear communication of what is it that we know, what do we don't know, what do we need to know, and here's our path forward.
One of those facts that we've been talking about here this morning, prior to our visit this morning, is face masks. A lot of people are reluctant to wear them. Where do you fall on the issue of face masks? If you go into a store or a business or a public place, do you wear a face mask?
If the business asks to wear a face mask, I certainly do, and it's out of respect to the businesses. And this kind of gets back to what we were just talking about, is what's the facts? Do the masks really work or not? You hear differing information. So once again, it would be nice to have a clear voice of what are the facts regarding the masks. But to me, the reality is I just treat everybody as if they had a cold or something like that, and keep the distance. If up any type of contact, hand sanitizer. It's just common sense from my perspective. So for a lot of times going into businesses, going into a restaurant now that they're open, I will wear a mask per the request of the organization, and it's really out of respect to them.
Obviously, you made your decision to run before coronavirus. What went into your decision-making process? Why did you say, yeah, I want to run for Congress?
That is a great question, because I retired just a little over a year ago after 35 years in the military, and I started a second career. I was about 3 months into that when we were all surprised when Congressman Mitchell announced he wasn't going to run again. My phone started ringing, and the way I like to think of it, I was kind of recruited into this. It's not like I've had an ambition to be a politician. It took a little while to debate, and I guess I see this as a call to continued service. And if I didn't think I was the right answer, I would very quickly bow out and salute who I think is. But I think what I'm bringing to the table in all this is worthwhile, and it's what's motivated me to run.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What do you bring to the table, and what would be your priorities as Michigan's 10th district congressman?
Oh, great. The priorities, we can start with that, is one is we need to get our economy moving again. I mean, in the near term, that is certainly a huge part of it. And that goes back to everything to do with promoting prosperity. And a lot of that is getting government out of the way, whether it's bureaucratic-wise, tax-wise, those types of things. We need to get government out of the way of business and let businesses innovate. But we also right now, of course, the COVID impact, because so many things tie to our economy, we need to be focusing on things that promote that prosperity. The other part of it right now from a priority standpoint is there's a lot of things that have been infringing upon what I see as our constitutional rights, our liberties. What, you know, we have a foundation from our founding fathers and our constitution of rights and liberties that we have that I think have been infringed upon quite a bit with the decisions that have been made during the COVID. So between that and then, of course, the last of those would be physically protecting our country, whether it's national security, homeland defense, making sure that we protect life or making sure we have good, adequate health care. So literally it boils down to our priorities of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if you will, right out of our preamble of the Declaration of Independence. And what do
talking
I bring to
General
the table?
Slocum, he's a, I'm sorry, go ahead, in. General.
Well, what I bring is 35 years of experience from the military side. I work international training for a large portion of my career. I've worked with over 40 countries overseas, as well as through our partnership programs at the national level. I was back in Washington, D.C., where I ran safety, and I was the Inspector General for the Air National Guard. In the National Guard, we worked for the states. So I bring a breadth and depth of experience, I think, to the table, as well as leadership capability through all of this. The others I like to talk about is that I am a statesman. I am a diplomat. I have a code of conduct, the way that I conduct business. We need to be productive. We need to come up with solutions and not necessarily look to point fingers and call names and those types of things. There's some serious business that needs to be taken care of in the country. And outside of that, I think it boils down to my ethics. It really is my core values of integrity, service, and excellence, making sure that I'm always staying true to what those are. And I think that really differentiates me.
President Trump's ethics have come into question to the point where some Republicans are even saying that they will vote for Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump. Who do you support in the presidential election and why?
Oh, absolutely. I support President Trump. I was a supporter of his in 2016. He is a straight talking, what you see is what you get type of an individual. But most importantly, it's his policies that I support. I contributed to him. I voted for him. You know, I'm a supporter of President Trump with what he's doing right now. That's just it. Period dot with an exclamation point.
A lot of the voting that's going to happen in August in the primary is going to be done by mail. Do you have any concerns about absentee voting and mail-in voting?
Well, I guess a little bit. Being in the military, absentee voting, because a lot of times you're away from your home state, is kind of what we've done. I've voted absentee a large portion of my life, and I guess I've never worried about the security of my ballot. But in terms of who is eligible to get ballots, how they get them, how they are secured, I think it's something that we need to seriously look at as we employ a larger portion of distance balloting, however it is that we implement that, whether it's online, by mail, or whatever type of system that we have. When we're not there in person. How do we know who's voting? And I think we've seen some serious cases where it's something we should be concerned about and something that we need to address.
In August, voters in Michigan's 10th district are going to see a lot of names on the Republican side for 10th district representative. Why should they vote for General Slocum?
Well, I think I kind of hit on some of my big ones with that is certainly I have the experience with the 35 years at all the different levels. I've been in Washington, D.C. for the 5 years before I moved to Michigan. I know how the system works, proven at that level. I have the leadership experience and being able to take an organization like Selfridge with over 5,000 people, 45 different organizations, and to be able to take a stressed organization and turn it into one of the best in the countries, in our country. It's just, to me, there's a lot of leadership. And as I was saying, I think that's what we need right now back in Washington, D.C. And then the last would be, of course, as I said, it's that code of conduct. It's that ethics, the statesmanship. To be able to get things done, communicate and get along with other people, even though we don't agree with them. I think we need to be able to have that dialogue and solve problems.
Indeed. General, great talking to you this morning. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the time very much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.